little bit of gold in a page. With a little bit of gold in a page. With gold in a page. With a little bit of gold in a page.
Oh, this is my band I was telling you about.
I'm hemorrhaging! Get a napkin!
We are back.
And welcome to Bag the Mainstream episode number 5.
Number 5.
Faith, Decent, and Ian.
Faith for life.
Yeah, we got the budget back.
And we also got Rob back.
Yeah, we got Mr. Robert Shaw back.
Yeah, I'm going to try and not say stuff that's offensive.
Offensive.
I'm going to try and say stuff that's not offensive.
You're going to try and speak English.
So this is what's happened since Rob started dating opera concert.
Swindish. What did that guy call it?
Swinglish.
Swinglish.
Swedish and English.
Because the last two episodes, everything I said got edited out, so...
That's fine. Anyway, that was a band called Armor. They are...
They started out being called Armor for Nightmares.
Rash, actually, why don't you tell people what we're doing in this episode? Why we're playing Armor?
Oh, this is a very special, highly anticipated episode. People have been mailing us every day for the last 100 days.
Doom, 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 doom.
What the hell are you doing?
It's background music.
Like anyway, this entire episode is dedicated to the old scene.
Your word. For,
yeah.
2001
for all of you guys
rap.
who grew up like going to Boogaloo shows, either Tiger Valley or at Canal Walk, watching bands like Neshama, Five Star,
Not Off Guilty.
Taste, Not Guilty. Not all Guilty. Those bands. You know,
Pet Flies.
Out of that whole kind of Belleville scene, we have Belleville. The music scene today. So that's what the show's all about.
Do you feel old?
I was.
That's the question.
Do you know what? I sometimes do feel old.
But that scene was years ago.
It was years ago.
A good couple.
Yeah, it was actually. Seriously, it's like almost. It's 9 years ago. Seriously,
you know, it's scary.
2000 was like.
I was still an adult when those years were there. You guys were all little teens.
No.
2000. I was in grade 8.
That's true. I actually remember going up to Rash after the show. And he still had his black cap on,
baggy
black
jeans,
sweatpants,
yes, bro.
And black
and short
collared
hair.
Shirt. And I was still like,
pants?
Hey, man.
Black pants.
I just want to say that, like.
Baggy pants.
I really enjoyed what you said. And I just think, like, you guys are super awesome. And he was like, yo, thanks, man. And then he brushed me on my head and pushed me aside.
Like a real grandpappy.
One day, son. One day.
One day, that could be
and,
you.
And he had no beard.
And short hair.
Well, in 2000, I was living in Swaziland.
Yeah. Here's a funny story.
Swaziland.
Yes.
Yeah, literally.
I was running in a field with the loincloth. With no electricity. I had no music.
Oh, man. Guys, you know, this is a little story about Valentina. Vale, if you're listening. At the one Boogaloo show, Vale actually came out to me and asked for my autograph.
How old is she?
I don't know. But I was too old for her.
Did you give her autograph?
No, actually, sorry, that's not even the whole story.
She actually
asked for my number.
What?
I don't believe that.
And I said,
you like
no,
double
and
H?
I said no.
I don't believe
I
that.
I said, no, I'm taken, but you can have my autograph.
Like,
and,
oh, 7,
and she still has the 5-star poster on her wall with my autograph on
and the first three numbers.
I don't know any better.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that song.
Yeah, so this next song is dedicated to Valentina, if you're listening. And it's also by one of the old school bands. That made their mark on the SA music scene. This one is Serving Suggestion.
I don't like the drummer.
It's not as though you care.
Oh, you care.
Time just doesn't embrace you. What if these walls were broken down and the moon shone on this town? Would you be around? You told me that you'd need me if I told one more lie. Caught you red-handed. You stole the stars out of the sky and put them in your eyes. I never thought that you would say goodbye.
Okay, do that then.
The New World Inside.
Jeez, we have definitely come a long way.
New World Inside song is called Starless Sky. Seriously, one of my favorite bands, all time favorite South African bands ever.
Yes, man. Nick, tell us about the old times, man. It's all about reminiscing.
Bro, I remember going to their last gig, Tiger Valley Boogaloos, freaking crazy. I remember Hunter started crying, broke his guitar, and then picked up his Marshall amp and tried to throw it on the ground.
So didn't he get it right? Or?
No, some guy like stopped him, and then he walked off stage and sat on a chair and started crying. But it's actually funny because I mean, you look at this band and Hunter and is now in Police Car with Francois, and yes, bro, it's just freaking, it's insane. We're like, this is actually the original Police Car and Funko Cartel and Aching. It's all just from this band, eh?
Jeez, man.
Whoa.
How old were you when you were going to shows and stuff?
Yes, what year? I can't remember. I was young. It was good. It was teens, eh? 16, 17.
Still lighty, man.
Yeah, bro.
But you know what's sad, though, is that a scene like that where there was 800 to 1,000 plus at a show now is non-existent.
It's about hip-hop.
How true is that? No. The only shows that there are 9 clubs.
No, it's pretty hectic, eh?
But you know, that also happened because of Boogaloos not being able to have gigs anymore. Tiger Valley closing down.
Yeah, freaking Boogaloos for the lose.
And also churches and friggin' tunnels, like, no, like, don't allow gigs and stuff anymore. So, I mean, what can you do? Friggin'.
Which is amazing, because it's like our generation grew up going to punk shows and whatever. And now.
And the government took everything away.
Screw the man.
Infiltrated into the club life.
Bag the mainstream, yeah. Sticking it to the man.
Bag the man.
Yeah. Bag the man. I bagged the man.
Bag the mainstream.
And tonight I'm going to get myself a man.
Jeez, we do not promote.
We've also got another guest in the studio tonight.
Yes. Wait
Matthew
for it.
Matthew Dermony. How's Dermony. It going? Say, how's it into Rob's mic?
How's it going?
Matthew's actually also been around for years now in the old
trying
scene.
To say
yeah, so.
Matthew's probably the best musician here in this room.
In the world at the moment.
In this room.
I just have to say, we were reminiscing and I was saying how. At Lawrence Hassan's birthday party, Five Star Society came and played, and Rash had apparently come from like a 21st birthday or something. Kif days. Anyway. and he was wearing this like amazing like super smart stuff, and I was like, that looks so freaking awesome. And then after that, I actually wore the same thing to my grade 10 dance.
Yeah,
grade 10 dance.
Grade 10.
My freak, bro.
Jeez. He actually wore the same shirt. No, he was like, can I lend your shirt, Rush? And he was like,
with the sweat
okay.
on it.
You know, it's funny, when I was in school, grade 10 dances weren't even invented yet.
Yes, sir. There wasn't even grade 10.
Because dances weren't even invented
yet. Yeah, we just had to wait till like grade 12 for like a dance. Not that
music wasn't even invented when Rush was at school.
Like, people were still just like whistling. They weren't instruments. Like banging stones together. Stones and like pieces of wood.
I'm joking.
That's freaking terrible.
Rush, the wheel was still being in its infant forms.
Rush inspired us all.
He went to discotheques.
Okay, anyway, we're wasting time.
Okay, yeah, just freaking let's just calm down.
We're going to have a whole show dedicated to Rush one day.
Listen, before that was none other than Serving Suggestion.
Good old.
With our
Stinky Nick.
With the New Ultimate's current drummer. Nicholas Small.
Ah, New Ultim.
And he enjoyed his pomp punk.
Pomp. And that's what you said.
Okay, we'll edit that puppy out. Edit.
Upbeat punk music. Snip.
Yeah.
Pop punk.
Thanks, Rush.
I didn't want to say pop because it pops in the mic.
Oh.
No, anyway. Pop.
Lame on.
Anyways.
Okay, so what's next, man?
It's terrible. Next, we have an old school band that actually just recently broke up, actually. The Rising End from Durban.
Yes.
But this is really one of their, like,
this is, I first, think, first, yeah, first
hey, so. That is an interesting question, though. I wonder what the scene... What can ask a question?
Yes, ask it.
No.
It's actually... No, but while we're on the topic, if you don't mind. Scene is you, so crazy about the Durban scene.
As you.
Nick. Fag. Yeah. Sure, what do you guys... What do you guys think... Like, when we had our scene, what was the Durban scene like?
Well, back in the there day. There was no scene back in the day.
Crossing Point was still there.
That's crazy.
It was just Crossing Point. Crossing Point was the scene.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Really? So
it was Crossing Point, the Rising End, and then what's that other band that has a trumpet and, like...
Jeez, that's quite vague. Hog, hoggity, hog?
I don't know. No, man. Something brother, something...
Brothers of Trumpet.
No. No, man.
Manna.
They're still around now, man. They organize Uprising Festival.
Oh, Captain Stew.
No, man, Rash, no.
Captain Stew's the captain.
And they're from Cape Town.
They organize Uprising.
Freak, I don't know.
Okay, we'll think about it and get back to you. What's the next song?
No, phone in right now.
Alright, so we're going to throw in the old Rising End song. Coming at ya.
Email me.
So many words regarded. Like pressure, bad attack, grunting. Was once rebellion, is now deformity. Something like to say, freedom comes with the sedated mind. It's like we're searching in the dark for a peace we just can't find. Oh no, we won't give up. Whatever side that we fight, some side is brave or some side. Some side, the world's behind.
Hold back the thoughts and capture your tears. You live near life, holding a knife, cutting yourself on air. And you've been fooled, deceived by the lies that you hear. There is a way to be released from your fear. This is your chance to cry out to God. This is your chance to cry out to God. Cause this is your day, this is your hour. Your fears you try to hide away. Right here, some of you try to hold back the thoughts and capture your tears. You're living your life, holding a knife, cutting yourself from here. And you've been fooled to see by the lies that you hear. There is a way to be released from your fear. This is your chance to cry out to God. This is your chance to cry out to God. Cause this is your day, this is your hour. Yeah!
Potency.
Jeez.
I love that name, Cannon to a Whisper.
Yeah. So the band that just played before was Cannon to a Whisper.
And before them was none other than
Five Star Society.
Question.
Question. Oh, go. Ask.
That sounds good, Phoenix, by the way.
What did Five Star Society, how did you come with that name? Seen as you're one of the members.
one of the lambers.
Ivan and I came up with a name because we wanted to, you know, like Five Star is like the, well, supposed to be the highest like hotel vibe or whatever.
You get six star now.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, but back in the day, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And so to have like the highest kind of society or community, like for us, Five Star like represented God, basically. So it's almost like kind of like God's community.
Okay.
Or striving for the perfect community or trying to do stuff, social justice and such.
Yeah.
That is awesome. You know?
Wow. All deep.
I didn't think it was anything like that.
Really. I just thought it was a random name you saw on like a bus somewhere.
I thought it had something to do with the Star of David.
Cool dudes chilling.
Cool dudes chilling.
like serving suggestion. I remember reading cereal on the back of a cereal box, and I read it said serving suggestion. I was like, wow,
and then
that could have got it from a cereal box. And then
I thought because they're part of the faith, whatever, and they're like, that's their lives are the serving suggestion for us.
You see, that is what I think the name was, but I thought cereal box. I was like, cereal
but
box.
But I don't understand that, because you look at a box, say Kellogg's, and in the cool bottom it says serving suggestion. But like, what do they mean? Do they mean
like the way you way see of the serving picture it
is what they suggest?
No, man, it lists stuff underneath there.
No, they're just saying they're suggesting.
You turn it around.
It does. You know, guys. Have you? It
does. Rob, whatever, bro.
They just say serving suggestion.
You look at that bowl, there's like milk pouring in, cereal flopping out.
You know what? Go have a look. It just prints it there.
Okay, whatever, bro.
They're just saying if you serve it the way they tell you to serve it, it'll look like it does in the box.
I see. That's what I meant.
Like, we see Rash is so old, he'd know that answer.
Because when you open the box, it's like crusty OTs in a
caveman.
Easy.
Oh, Nick's so young, he's still always diapers.
Hey, Nick, you worshipped Rash at one stage. When
bro, I'm not going to lie. When I first met Rash, I freaking peed in my pants out. Literally.
Thought the sunshine was bam.
Okay, guys, let's not bag the Rash stream. Let's just talk about other guys.
I'm glad it's not.
Okay.
Because I wouldn't like it if I went in the stream and I got a Rash.
Just mentioning.
I swear if you do.
Cool dudes chilling. last week we made special mention of them and even named our episode 4 after them. But we realized that they actually have quite a few fans here in Cape Town and that their tour went really well.
Yeah. Guys from Yesa said it was Yesa Mr. Machine.
Yeah. So, you know, sometimes it's not all about the name, sometimes it's just. How if much your beer music's
drink
good.
Before you listen to them.
What?
I
have no idea what's going on.
See, I didn't hear what you said,
man. I don't know. I was mumbling.
Oh, okay. As usual.
CDL.
CDC.
CDC.
Cool dudes chilling.
International
cool
dudes chilling. Driver's license.
Anyway, so we were really glad that their shows went well and all that stuff. So, good one for cool dudes. Up next, we have one of the best hardcore bands in my opinion.
History of hardcore South Africa.
Yeah.
World. Full stop.
This definitely was, like, I haven't been like a huge, huge hardcore fan, but this was definitely my favorite band in the scene at the time, and it's none other than Aftertaste.
Just one more thing before we play this band. Haven't heard a hardcore band since that sounds like this.
Very true.
Original exactly. Freaking
very true, actually.
And the thing is, when they wrote this album, Jeff was only like 16 years old.
What?
Yeah.
Hey, Jeff remember Holes, still had, he had that yellow Ibanez?
Yellow guitar, yeah.
Jeez.
That with the pickups that glow in the dark. Okay.
And then he dropped it on the floor and broke it in half, and then Nick broke.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay, cool. Here's
and Robert the Machine.
Get a song,
best love.
He actually started Lord of the Rings.
Get a song, bar.
Like a troll.
Get a song, bar.
Rob, introduce the song. Do you know what it's called?
No.
It's called Engage Retake.
Okay, Nick's going to introduce it for us.
Okay, the song is called Engage Retake.
Thank you. Strategy and real affection.
was... Sorry, did we just play two Not Guilty songs in a row there?
No. One recording was definitely better than the other.
Shocking.
The last one was Project 86, which Not Guilty were very much into at the time. In fact, did you guys know that their first show, they actually covered...
Played a cover, songs, yeah. Didn't they play that up in the Whammy Bar?
Yes, the Whammy Bar. It was
at Tailby High School. That was their first show. At Urban Rec.
Didn't Jacques actually play drums for them originally?
Yeah, that's right, actually.
Hey, question. Who remembers Room 3?
Room 3 with Kiff. They moved to the UK and started a different band. I can't remember what it's called.
Don't you guys think there should be more punk bands?
There's no punk bands anymore.
There's not a pop punk.
At the moment, yeah.
No, but there's no... Yeah, man. Ever since Impropriety broke up, it's like... Damn, bro.
Yeah.
That's true.
Of course, we had...
There's New Punk, which is better.
What else did we have there? Oh, Aftertaste. Yes, man. What a freaking massive song.
Yeah, which later became... Pretty much Tonight We Die, yeah.
Yeah.
But then Tonight We Die, also, Aftertaste broke up pretty early in the scene. So, I mean, Tonight We Die was still in the old scene.
Fair enough. Well, they're very much...
So, they've kind of like...
Part of the new scene. Because remember when they played their first show?
Long ago.
Yeah, Tonight We Die.
Tonight We Die, yeah.
Do you remember Starlight Boogaloo's? And everyone was kind of just still, like, watching this new sort of...
Yeah, like, what
the freak's
going on?
It's like, I don't think we were ready for that music yet.
Yeah.
My first show of Tonight We Die was the last. At Mercury.
What a way to go.
So funny.
And Passenger?
Yeah, it's Passenger, bro.
With Chad.
Yeah, that was Chad. And then Jeff.
Classic.
And Jason Oosthuizen.
And Jacques. Bass is Jacques.
Bassman.
Yeah.
Who actually produced the first Tonight We Die album.
Funnily enough.
We're all connected somehow.
Jason
in the Matrix.
Oh, Jason also has an plays in a cover band.
No.
Oh, no, he doesn't anymore. One Day Remains. Sorry.
Don't call them a cover band.
One band remains.
Only one.
Oh, we had Cannon to Whisper.
Yes.
With old Paul van Valt, eh? Yeah, she's been around the block, eh?
Jeez, Village Bicycle.
In a good way.
Punch of taxi.
No, jeez.
Musical Bicycle.
Remember, used to be in Pet Flies.
Oh, we got that coming up just now. I just killed the vibe later.
Yeah. No, we...
Well, that's because we had technical difficulties.
Rob's one of those guys that tell children that Santa Claus isn't real.
And that the Easter Bunny really isn't a
bunny. Totally, because you know what? You just save money on wrapping paper then.
Yeah.
You can just give the child the present.
Actually, you give them nothing. You're like, Jesus. I mean,
no, do you know why I tell them? Otherwise, every year I have to dress up as Father Christmas and pretend.
Or you have to, like, put milk
and cookies. Use a
fake beard. Use my fake beard.
You have got a red hair, so...
Yeah, but you wear a hat.
Oh, yeah, sorry. You don't actually...
A red hat.
Do you know why Father Christmas is red and white?
Because it comes from... I don't know.
No, do you really want to know?
Why, bro?
Quickly. Because he actually used to be green and white, but Coca-Cola saw opportunity to change the marketing ploy to make it red and white, which suits their colors as a branding call. So they actually did that, and ever since then they've changed.
I'm going to Wikipedia that.
Yeah. If you guys don't actually know what the hell's going on, you're listening to Back the Mainstream, episode 5.
We don't even know what's going on.
Clearly Rob's back, because he's talking nonsense again.
Exactly. So Rob will be returning on episode 10.
That's if we get to episode 10.
Yeah, jeez.
Take an episode at a time.
Yeah, I know it says on our site we're supposed to bring one out every second week.
Fortnite.
But we just kind of do it when we feel like it, because it's not really a professional thing. We just kind of have fun and stuff.
And then it makes you listen to it more than once.
Yeah, so it's cool. But listen, if you play in an SA band and you want your music on our show, please email us at bagthemainstream@gmail.com.
And maybe just email us with questions or suggestions of a show we could dedicate or check out or chat about.
We'll be emailing someone a free MP3 if you send us the most creative way to eat your cereal.
Yeah, amen.
How's that for a prize?
Yeah. Suggest a serving for us.
And if you
It'll
call
be
us
surprise
now,
MP3 as well.
Call us right now and we'll give you a CD. Right now.
021? No, I
ask Valentina.
Oh my goodness.
The number.
Okay. Anyways,
next
came to Whisper earlier. We mentioned Paul van Valt. Some interesting news. He played for, he used to play for Pet Flies, who we'll also be featuring in the show a bit later on. And then he also played, he was the guitarist for Andre van der Valt, well known Afrikaans electro outfit from Pretoria. And then... And he's got a little side project called the Watermark High, which is kind of like a bit like album Leaf or Explosion in the Sky. And some interesting news recently, he just joined the band Dancer and Fire, who we also had on the show. And they've also released a new track, which we'll probably bust out on the next show. So keep your eyes or your ears open.
Interesting is on my MySpace, I have a band called Dang, You're on Fire. D-A-N-G from the States.
Dang.
Ooh.
Dang, You're on Fire.
Well, same as the opening band was Armored for Nightmares. And then there's a band in the States called
Armored for Sleep.
Weird.
Sure.
Weird. I don't know. I can't say anything. I'm just
flabbergasted. Saying something.
Sweet.
Okay.
The next track we're going into the post aftertaste. Tonight Ooh. We Die with Triple F.
F. Jeez, I hope not. Never mind.
I put four fingers in the air for that song.
Four fingers in the air for tonight.
What was it? What did Claude always used to say before they played the song? Something about a lady.
Something about the girl with the coolest shoes.
Four fingers in the air for the girl who had the coolest shoes in the
red
world.
Red shoes.
They were actually...
I think the story actually goes that she blipped something.
They were red high heels, apparently, as legend says.
Who's crackling like that?
It must have been Rob.
I was cracking. No.
Yeah, enough with your crack in the studio.
It's not.
But anyway, apparently he came out, he was walking along the street or something, and he did something, and some chick started blixing him.
Blixing him.
With her red shoes. High heels.
It's always easy to say, did something. Yeah, what did he do that deserved that?
I have no doubt that story is completely twisted.
Hey, bro, I'm just going via the grapevine, yeah?
That's the thing. You take the story, and then you just...
The grapevine!
Listen, yeah, before we get, like, totally sidetracked...
Again.
Yeah, like we always do. Also, just another thing why we actually do bag the mainstream, the actual show. There are two main reasons. One is to provoke...
provoke violence.
To provoke SA music.
Make you amped.
Greatness.
To absolute greatness. And also to actually just bring to awareness the Lightbag Project. And if you don't know what that is, it's basically... Okay, I actually just got a message from Pauline today. And she said, hey guys, just remember it's 75 Rand for a light bag. and it feeds a family for a week. So
yes. Dean, we were like a month.
Dean was right.
Yeah.
Lightbag is like a little satchel of food things. It's like peanut butter and like maize and all sorts of stuff like that. And it actually goes to feed underprivileged families for about a week. Yeah. So it is a project where you can actually go and buy the Lightbag or buy the ingredients and put it in the bag. But if you want to find out more about that, you can check out the Salt group on Facebook. Or you can email pauline.declerc@aog.co.za if you want to just see how you can get involved with that project.
Also, the band after...
The band after Aftertaste.
Sorry about that, Nick.
Yeah, I just got blocked there.
Really, no, I still remember getting a badge and it was literally like a fly.
Hmm. My question is,
why the hell would you name your band Pet Flies?
Well, I mean, think about it. Like, would you ever have a pet fly?
No, but that's the thing. It's
well, what do you call a fly without wings?
A walk.
Yes, I can't believe you actually told that joke. Get out.
We actually told that because you replied.
It was a story. Yes. It wasn't a joke. I replied.
The joke is if you reply, because then it's on you.
Oh my goodness.
Okay, anyway, let's play the next song. It's a propriety, I think.
But may I just say that it is disheartening that there's so many one-genre styles nowadays. What? Like, there's one sort of genre nowadays. As diverse as when you used to go to a show. You get so many people.
That is true.
Not true.
Also, I really miss the big merch tables.
Yes.
You remember, you always used to go to shows in the whole hall, around the the outskirts of the hall.
There used to be
merch tables. Freaking Silent Screams, and every band would just come with shirts and pins and stickers. Like.
Yes, man, the good old days. We've got to bring those days back.
Hey, guys, I just want you to know that I bought something from Jen.
Warm beer.
From Jen. Oh, Rob had the hugest crush on Jen from the show.
I'm not gonna lie.
Okay, can I tell you the story quickly?
Bro, I'm not gonna lie. It was random
because I go to my first show, which was in the Mantis corner. Mantis was the hip hop store, okay. so they had like the show there. So I went there for the first time ever to go and see like what this music thing was all about. And then this girl comes up to me and says like, "Hey, would you like to go to the show next week?" Not knowing that that's what you do. You hand out flyers to random people. So I'm like, okay, like... But obviously I was super young and naive and whatever.
You're like, score!
Rob is like, sure, I'll go to the show with you.
Which I did, and that was Room 3 show. And then I realized, everyone else is there as well.
And he'd probably kill you if you looked at him funny.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie, she was.
That's true.
Good old days.
Anyways, what's up next?
Exactly. Impropriety. Speaking of good punk bands.
This band.
Let's dedicate this one to Simon Orme.
Simon Orme.
He's just such a legend.
And I just want to say thank you to Simon Orme because I remember sitting with me and a friend of mine.
You remember sitting with me?
Crawling up into like a little part of their garage where they used to practice for hours. That's right. I was a fan.
As long as I can remember, I've had memories.
You had
time we spent when words were few and the day was long, growing up together, finding each other. The time we spent when words were few and the day was long, and now finding so
Ooh. Shed a little bit of a tear there.
Yeah, sure.
Imeke Josh.
That was a good song.
Evoking all these emotions.
A song called Memories.
Yeah. If you guys are listening and you kind of weren't part of that old scene, this is just a little taste of what it was like. And you might be thinking to yourself, man, those recordings are crap.
So we even think that, no.
But seriously, it was actually just kind of all the bands that you're listening to today all went to those shows like a couple of years back and were inspired by those bands and stuff. So it's actually quite inspiring.
And the thing is, like, those guys are the foundation of the scene and music pretty much in Cape Town and South Africa at the moment. Bro. Freaking, these guys were the pioneers.
Well, yeah, exactly. 6-7 years ago, that was the scene. Yeah.
And these are also all the bands that you didn't quite hear on the Belleville Rock City DVD.
Yeah, which
were also actually a very big part of
pretty much of making all the of the bands that you didn't hear.
Yeah. Anyway, who was before Imeke Josh?
Impropriety.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Bro, I promise you, freaking Ice Skank non-stop, literally. Before they were like soundcheck, and I was already running in a circle.
those were fun shows, hey?
Bro, I remember going to show at the Whammy Bar where there was like them and then like four of us.
Wow.
It was like the best show I ever. It was like pretty much.
Not for them.
The stage was so small, you pretty much stood on stage with them. So I was like, I'm in the band.
But what I really like remember about them is they were super good. I mean, I reckon they're probably the best punk band in South Africa at the time, perhaps.
Oh, definitely, man.
But it's like, it was cool, but they followed very much the lines of like Pennywise, Dogwood, MXPX.
Sum
cool
41.
Because nothing was doing, no one was doing that in South Africa at the time. 41. It was like super fast. Sum 41 went like fast punk like that though.
I think if Brighton went overseas, they would have killed it.
Yeah.
I also think so. And the cool thing is that all just local tab with your homies, bro. Freaking Kif Gaze. Matthew's with us in studio and I completely misheard him. Jeez. They were Kif Days, not Kif Gaze.
That's upsetting. I mean, I'm
would be even worse
if
they're Christian.
So yeah.
But anyway, they broke up, so okay. Rest in peace.
Yeah.
Matt,
did
you ever go to like those shows?
Yeah, totally. I was like friends, grew up with the Impropriety guys. It was awesome. So I got into it. I wasn't really into it, but I supported them.
I remember a show at Bayside Mall in the parking lot.
Oh, yeah.
With bro, all the bands played. And I remember they played, and then I actually saw footage of that gig. Someone recorded it. And you actually see me sitting behind Simon. He's like, please, playing drums, and I'm sitting behind him, like, wow, these guys are my heroes.
Nick was the best roadie ever.
So yeah.
Nick's the skankiest.
I was the best
groupie.
Yeah, yeah.
That's actually how Nick got into New Ultim.
Yeah.
Bro, totally. I was a slave.
Watch any show before like 2 years ago and you'd see him on the side of the stage.
Yeah, freaking slave.
But you saved us a good couple of times.
For my time was coming. Tonight to die.
The funniest thing was at, what's that thing we played on the beach? Not even once.
Yes,
we have like this massive like stage, massive lights, like I don't know, like 2,000 people or whatever, like the first one, and then there's like Nick standing on the side of the stage.
Yeah, and the footage, you just check me with my cap and my jersey.
Just arbing hard.
Like right next to Don.
Yeah.
I look so bored as well.
You were just waiting for the gap and he took
watching him.
And look at him now.
Yeah. Nick, please, got you on your knees, begging me for cheese. Word. Yeah, anyway, cool.
Enough.
Cheese is a kind of meat.
What's next, Rush?
What is next, actually?
Jesus.
Check out. Oh, we've got the Narrow.
What?
Let me just say.
Actually, why don't you just tell people what came before the Narrow?
Huh?
Yes, not my dog.
Not my dog.
High fives all around.
That's yeah, big time. That's actually what we.
Nice. Yes, the studio.
Thanks, guys.
Huge.
Thanks. I just want to thank.
That's what we should be playing, but we don't have Not My Dog, unfortunately.
You know what? You know what? Yeah.
Because it's not Rush, my dog.
What?
It's actually on your guitar.
There's actually
a sticker on your guitar. Your little 12 string.
My first acoustic guitar is in studio with us. Can you believe it? And it's got a massive Not My Dog sticker right next to the Limp Bizkit one.
That's right.
Oh. Awesome. Without further ado, here is. That thing sounds amazing.
No, put it away. Put it away. Put it away and hit the button.
Awesome. This is Not My Dog with
You mean the narrow?
Where is it? Oh,
I mean the narrow.
The song's called The Bandit. The Bandit. Let's go.
Now too much time. quality, the heart of a thought. Lift in quality, the heart of a thought. Lift in quality, the heart of a thought. I don't wanna fall away. Just send this brick by me. That'll guide me to place. Don't wanna fall away.
That is the
funny.
Okay, let's bust. Yeah, so that was funny. We're having a good laugh here.
Yeah, so anyway.
You know we're on, Rob.
Rob, we're actually recording.
Oh, sorry.
Rob is just venting about something.
Anyways.
Just getting a bit carried away there.
Yeah,
sure.
So before,
it's all that anger coming out there.
So before that, we had Nishama, "Sweet Goodnight." Bam, 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 bam.
We did hear the song.
Bam, 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 bam. Sweet Goodnight.
That was actually, you know, that was the best like Nishama that there was when Josh was in the band.
Yes, I still love just watching him. Yeah. He used to do those moves, eh?
Yeah, you swung that way.
It's very nice. So he used to do those moves, eh? I used to watch him, eh? You shake the desk.
You cool. Chest up.
Shake the desk. Tell me what you mean. Tell
me what you mean. Oh my gosh, man. Nick Rappin Bulletin.
And then before that was the Bandit. Jin, 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 jin. The Bandit. Jin, 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 jin. The Bandit.
Okay, we covered that.
The Nara. Sorry, bro.
Hey, listen, you know what's happening next week?
What?
The elections.
DA for life. Yeah. Bro, I saw the funniest thing. You know, people...
Who are you guys voting for?
ANC.
What the...
Why laugh?
You're not black.
Whatever.
It's my choice, so I don't have to share it.
Yeah. Well, wow.
You sound like one of those AIDS people.
We've actually got power right now to tell people who to vote for.
DA, 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 DA.
IFP.
Communism. It's a party.
Bro, I saw the funniest thing. I saw the funniest thing on Facebook. Someone had taken one of those posters of, you know, those ones who use Jacob Zuma's face?
Yeah.
And they had drawn a Ninja Turtle mask on him.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, bro.
You know what? I'm actually going to vote for Cope because it says, for a better future. That makes sense to me.
But then...
Have you ever thought about it? You read those things and it says, like... Vote ANC.
Bro, there's another one.
And then you see those people on the pictures, okay? Now I've sat in traffic and I looked at that and I think, hey, they're round about my age. They look happy. I'm going to vote for them. Do you know what I mean? It's like...
Who looks like Jesus.
Okay, I've got a question.
VF.
On the DA post, it says vote to win. But what do we win?
The lotto.
Yeah, stem in then.
Yeah,
exactly.
But bro, I saw another one. ANC. It said, "Help us do more," and someone had written "crime" at the bottom.
Oh my!
Bro, but seriously, in Tableview, I mean, when you drive around, haven't you seen that all the ANC posters are put right on the top of the lamppost, like literally the light and the poster are like next to each other, so no one can.
I'm sorry for the guy who put that up there.
I've got a hectic thing. Listening to the radio the other day, they were saying, the guys are saying ANC spoke first, and the ANC said. Why everyone should vote for them and how they go for the poor and everything like that. The next guy from a different party, I can't remember what, stood up and he says, well, what about the $300 million you just spent on all your advertising for the campaigns? How about that? Wouldn't that have fed so many million people? What about the R10 million you spend on people that aren't even in your party and they pay them to live?
That's quite a smack in the mouth.
300 million rand would feed the whole of South Africa. These 4 weeks.
I'm voting for Desmond Tutu. Desmond and Tutus.
Yeah.
What did Desmond Tutu in the ANC?
He said you're not good.
You are not.
I just want to illustrate the
when
perfect example
you are
of
not
what waffling is.
You will get your coming.
Can I tell you?
Come uppings. You will get them. When I was a young boy and I was in apartheid, I tell you now, you are not good.
You know this is going to get out and they're going to somehow hunt you down.
They're going to hunt us all down.
The best thing about the...
But you know what? I don't care because... Jen, the bandit. Jen, the bandit.
We get a day off from election day.
Yeah,
we get to vote.
Are you guys voting? Yeah, I'm voting in the morning.
I know.
I'm voting twice.
I'll see.
I'm going to disguise myself
okay, so
and
listen,
come back
yeah, we've
again.
We've come to actually the end of the show.
Should you vote if you aren't politically aware, like 100%?
Huh?
I mean, like, are we just voting because...
Okay, well, think about it this way. In a lot of other ways of voting, say there's like 20 million people who are registered to vote. If you don't vote, your vote does count. It just goes to the party that's already in power. How crazy is that?
So, should I just vote for...
We should have ended the show right there.
So, if I vote for the Communist Party, it's not going to make much difference, but at least they get a foothold, like, in Parliament.
At least Parliamente.
Hey, man, I'm just here for the music, okay?
So like, someone voted
whatever, Helen Ziller.
Godzilla.
Dean Ziller. Shut up.
Okay. I'm voting for old Helen.
Okay, anyway, we're going to finish it up now. Okay, yeah. So Rash, group, what's it called? Group what? When we all make a choice together?
Group decision.
Oh, group decision.
democracy? I don't know.
Huh? What?
What are you talking about?
I don't know. Okay, this song we're playing Out to Earth, out of all the bands in the old scene, out of all the songs, this song, best song, I reckon.
This was the song that honestly opened me up to... Like the heavier
opened
side
you
of
up,
music.
So
like I was close
to like come
it.
Out like, and
no,
say,
no,
like share your status.
No, people. Just fine like you know when you go to a show.
So open up the cupboard door.
It opened up just
before you walked out.
He started batting for the other team.
And won.
He was Rob was quite an avid cricket player in his younger days.
But and you know what? I just really, really
Rob,
thought this was a brilliant
tell,
song.
Tell our listeners what to do if they want to get their music heard and where they can email us and all that stuff.
Well, if you want to get your music heard, you can
you need to
send
get a crawl
it in
first and,
to farm. Us at Bag the Mainstream.
One word.
Yes, one word.
At.
Oh, at gmail.com, obviously.
Yeah.
And I'm on the same email invite.
Also, what we'll also try and do is we'll try and get a hold of some of the videos of these old school songs like Tonight We Die's Triple F was an amazing video.
Yeah, good animation stuff.
For Impropriety?
Impropriety's video is good. So if you want to check out some of those videos, we'll try and get them up on our MySpace, which is myspace.com/bagthemainstream. So go check it out. Also, don't forget to join our Facebook group and invite your friends and all that stuff. And yeah, so we're going to be playing out with another Five Star Society track. And this one is called Reason.
Yes. Do it. Support SALT.
Huh?
This is the reason. This is the
One, two. So, welcome to Bag the Mainstream. This episode is called Jokes, Man. It's actually the end.
Okay, I just think that is such a potent song.
Good song. Good song. Recorded at Paris Studios?
Yeah, I think it's gay. Eh?
Paris
Studios. Yeah, you can't comment on Paris Studios.
Going to Paris.
That song was dedicated to Paris.
That's not actually.
Because in the old school days, whenever you to say, we're recording your album, you're like, oh, where are you recording? No, Paris.
Then you were cool.
You were like the bra then.
It just sounded cool, like you're going overseas to record, but you're actually just going to Fishhook.
Fishhook.
You weren't going to France Paris, you're going to Lucas Paris.
Paris Lucas.
To sort yourself out.
Is that his name, Paris? Yeah, first name. His name's Paris.
And he looks like Adrian Brody.
Okay.
Let's just be honest.
Oh, my word.
Paris looks like Adrian Brody, the pianist.
But anyway, I think the moral behind listening this episode is also just supporting local music. We've seen where it's come from and we've seen where it's going. So just keep supporting, bro.
And remember...
what were we going to say?
I was just going to say that if you are going to shows, that even though this is going to be all heavy and stuff, but it truly is that you're part of this.
Yeah, you're part of a revolution.
In the sense of like in 20 years, 30 years time, when it's like super big, you can be like, hey, I saw that band live.
Big time. Also, some bands we wanted to play, but we just couldn't because of whatever reasons. Bands like Seventh Breed, also massive part. They were actually before all of these bands.
Yeah, they were the original pioneers.
And also Trompius Duet, who are now Quit Not Dance.
First Afrikaans band.
Chick vocalist. Yeah. Chick ska band, yeah.
They did it, eh?
So, so big ups to those bands as well. And so cool.
You
so
forgot 22 Stars.
Oh, and 22 Stars.
No, which is actually Jack's Panic now.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
What's his name? From Police Car, guitarist. Johnny Derrida.
Johnny Derrida.
You're also doing Johnny. Very, very well.
Yeah, so there you go, bro. Freaking so sweet. Support these local bands, bro.
I think to hang out with Johnny someday.
Yeah.
Me too.
If he listens to this, my name's Rob.
I love you.
And you also sat behind him in the plane. On the way to Woodstock.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, never
actually,
mind. I know you. No, I'm joking.
I breathed your air.
Because this is the reason.
So basically, let's hang again.
Yeah. On an airplane.
Such good mates now.
Yeah, so tight.
Cool. Anyway, so...
What I usually do after I edit Bag the Mainstream is I throw an extra song on at the end. So who knows what it'll be.
Cool.
Yeah, but I
got a feeling it's the new Me Without You single.
Ooh, it might just be.
Or the new Emery. Or the new Cities.
I'm actually excited to download this podcast myself. Listen, to see.
Guys, just quickly, last thing. So many new albums coming out. New Me Without You, new Acidity Spoon, new Emery, new He Is Legend, which I just found out today.
Wow.
What else?
Got a new Silverstein.
New Under Earth, okay.
Oh, no. Jeez.
New Silverstein coming out as well.
It is out.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. The Acidity Spin is out as well.
Did that new Enter Shikari, did that come out?
It should be out.
Yeah, new Enter Shikari is out as well. So make sure you get hold of those things. Yeah.
That'd be cool.
I got the EP.
Okay, anyway, so cool. That's enough.
So that's the end of the show. Hope you guys have enjoyed it. Until next time.
Remember not to do drugs and stay in school.
Yeah.
Or if you're not in school, stay in work.
If you're not in school, go back to school.
Because you are highly uneducated.
Out of school, drop back in.
Jacob Zuma says go back to school.
Hey, honestly, if you listen through this whole thing, then you don't even need school.
We just educate. Well, we just done. Did a history lesson right now.
Bag the main education.
Huh?
Yeah.
Bag the matric.
We actually give away matric certificates.
We have full-time courses where you listen to us repeatedly for the whole day.
Yeah.
And you get a certificate. Or you can do it part-time.
Okay. Lame on.
I've said too much.
He said too much.
Or maybe I haven't said anything at all.
Or maybe he hasn't said
anything. Okay, I'm saying goodbye.
I'm saying goodbye. Forever.
Rob's saying anything, you're saying too much.
Anyway, cool. Cheers. Let's go. Bye.
I'm over there.
I'm over this.
Song in praise of you.